Meet Andrew O'Keefe, Australian television personality, white ribbon ambassador, and lecherous, sloppy drunk who is as irresponsible with alcohol as he is with the truth. 3 years ago, I appeared on his Weekend Sunrise program, where he and his bubble-headed, bleach-blonde co-host tried their hand at ambush journalism, only to have it pretty much blow up in their faces. I placed a link to that in the low bar. Recently, they tried to do the same thing to award-winning documentarian Cassie Jay, director of the Red Pill movie. As you're about to see, the distortion started before Cassie was even on camera.
Mel, the director of controversial documentary The Red Pill is in Australia to promote her film, which has sparked protests and been banned by Australian cinemas for being anti-women. But Cassie Jay claims that she was a feminist who changed her views on gender equality while making the film about men's rights movement.
Oh, really? Cassie Jay changed her mind on gender equality? No, generic news blondo. She didn't change her mind on gender equality. She changed her mind about feminism, which you would know if you had watched the movie. Now, I suppose that this is as good a time as any to make clear to anyone interested that I'm not speaking for Cassie Jay. I don't have any formal affiliation with her, and my claims about her views are based solely on watching The Red Pill, which makes me a good bit more informed than Blondo and her alcoholic sidekick. The point here is that straight out of the gate, the attempt was to paint Cassie Jay as a feminist who got mixed up with MRAs and then decided she was against women's rights. Bullshit lies before Jay even had a chance to speak. Unless I don't overlook it, note that Blondo used this line to distract from the subject of censorship of the movie, which was not pulled from theaters for being anti-woman. It was pulled from theaters because it challenged the feminist narrative on sexual politics. All that, and we haven't even gotten to O'Keefe yet. So let's continue.
The documentary has been slammed by women's groups as misogynist propaganda.
Oh, really? What women's groups have slammed the film as misogynist propaganda? To be clear, the only women's group I've seen making any sort of public proclamation about the film was when The Red Pill won the Women in Film Award from Digifest. That doesn't resemble a slam to me. Certain that Blondo didn't just make shit up out of thin air, I did my best on Google to find a women's group that had panned the movie. Unless David Futrell is now officially a women's group, said panning is not to be found. Let's move on to where Cassie is actually allowed to speak.
I think people need to see the film in order to have an opinion about the film.
Imagine that. Now let's hear Andrew chime in. I mean, as long as he's not lying on the pavement in a drunken stupor.
Which, you know, as you say, sort of restricts the conversation that we're able to have around this. Now, on the content of the film, Cassie, I mean, I think it's really interesting and it's important probably to highlight some of the issues that men are facing in the modern world that they feel are, you know, really holding them back or getting them down. But can I ask you this? If you wanted to make a film about the issues facing the modern man, why did you have to focus on the views of these extreme misogynists of the men's right movement, people like Paul Elam? Why do you highlight men's issues by promoting men who minimize women's issues?
Translation? Cassie, if you wanted to make a film about the men's rights movement, why did you have to talk to men's rights activists, especially that hateful kitten eater, Paul Elam? I mean, come on, couldn't you have just talked to Michael Kimmel? Let's see how Cassie answers this turd of a question.
Well, you have to see the film to see why I interviewed Paul Elam, because I had been a feminist of about 10 years before making the Red Pill movie, and all my previous work was about women's issues or gender, LGBT rights, gay marriage, that sort of thing. I've always been interested in gender politics, and I came across Paul Elam's writings on avoiceformen.com, and I was shocked and appalled and offended as a feminist woman. And so I decided to make a film about a voice for men and the men's rights movement in, you know, the large scope of that, because no one had ever made a film about the men's rights movement before. And so we I interviewed 44 different people for this film, feminists and men's rights activists. And, you know, it's a very complicated topic.
Once again, Cassie is dutifully sticking to the outlandish and definitely anti-feminist notion that Andrew would have had a much better time understanding the movie as well as forming questions about it if he had actually watched it.
It is, you're absolutely right. But it just seems to me that you don't really question their views in the
film. Did you see the film?
Don't. And here, folks, is the rub, as Cassie, for the third time, now makes reference to an unthinkable proposition for feminists like Andrew O'Keefe. Actually seeing something before you claim to know what it looks like. Such a simple, insipidly mundane idea that will get recognized as reasonable by most 10-year-olds. I would wager that even most sloppy drunks wouldn't have a problem with the idea. But Andrew O'Keefe isn't just your average sloppy drunk. He's a sloppy drunk feminist, which is somewhat like taking a moron and giving them a lobotomy. Like all feminists, Andrew lives in a very strange world, where you don't have to see a movie to review it. And when challenged on that, he once again proves his feminist credentials by lying through his teeth.
Well, we saw as much as we could because your publicist wouldn't send us the full thing.
Let's watch that one again, for the Gipper.
Well, we saw as much as we could because your publicist wouldn't send us the full thing.
Actually, here's a copy of an email sent to the producers of Weekend Sunrise, providing the complete movie for their review. In other words, Andrew isn't just a drunk, he's a liar. And as you will see, he'll double down on that failure of a tactic.
I sent you the screener link to the full film.
Once again, here's the email to the producers of Weekend Sunrise, dated almost exactly 1 month before Cassie's appearance, with a link to the full movie for screening. Now, either Andrew is lying again in practically the same breath, or he's been in a month-long blackout. I'm ruling out the latter. I'm an expert on alcoholism, and I can tell you that blackouts don't last a month. Being a disgusting lying asshole can, but not blackouts. Let's move on. Andrew appears near sober here, and I want to finish before he goes into DTs. Now, at this point, it seems painfully obvious that Cassie has read the neon glowing sign saying, "We haven't watched this movie and we don't want anyone else to." So, like any self-respecting purveyor of her work who realizes her interviewers are trying to bury said work, she goes directly to the audience with her message.
But you could also buy the film on Google Play,
no,
Vimeo,
we
and
we tried to do that and we couldn't.
Be that as it may.
Actually, that was pretty funny. Let's watch it again.
But
you could also buy the film on Google Play,
no,
Vimeo,
we
and
we
Amazon
tried
Prime.
To do that and we
Be
couldn't.
Be that as it may.
Okay, let's move on.
You know, it just seems from what I have seen of the film, there's not a lot of questioning of some of their views, that's all.
Yes, there is.
Which you would know if you had watched the movie, Andrew. Now, it seems to me that at this point we have to add learning disabled to Andrew's less than illustrious resume as a feminist, a liar, and sot. Next.
Well, just on Paul Elam and about the questions that you asked him, did you ask him about his writings where he had encouraged people to go out and bash women?
Yes,
or about
I did
his
ask
rape
him about
apology?
All of that.
But was that included in the film? And what did
there,
he say
yes,
about
it
that?
Is.
And
okay, so Blondo here is making things abundantly clear for everyone but herself and Andrew. Cassie shouldn't have made a movie on the men's movement because Paul Elam. That said, I think it's getting close to the time that I need to wrap this up. I developed a rule when working with alcoholics, who, by the way, are frequently some of the coolest people I've ever met. Still, my rule is, never work harder on helping them than they are willing to work on helping themselves. By now, you can look at the runtime on this video, and it will tell you how much I have wasted on Andrew O'Keefe. I will point out, though, that the things he is saying about me are generally something you can sue for in Australia, which is the only reason he's on television calling me a misogynist. In the low bar, I've linked you to a short article by A Voice for Men's editor-in-chief, Robert Brockway, an Australian MRA who shared MC duties for the just-concluded 3rd International Conference on Men's Issues on the Gold Coast. Robert is wondering, quite vocally, if Andrew would care to call a fellow Australian such names on his television show. He asks Andrew if he has enough courage of his convictions to try that with him. So far, quell surprise, there has been no answer. In closing, I want to say that one of the things that I really love about the Red Pill movie is that it is an opportunity for feminists to learn something that rarely comes their way. The joy of introspection. The empowerment of personal accountability. I think we actually saw some of that when DigiFest honored Cassie J by giving her the Women in Film Award. I too have seen it personally when self-identified feminists approached me at Red Pill screenings, shook my hand, and thanked me for doing what I do. With that, I take some hope, and some hope that, like Cassie J, they will shed the label of feminist once it sinks in on them what it has really come to mean. I am not so hopeful on the other front. The feminist with a huge investment, like Andrew O'Keefe has, in a false and corrupt narrative that demonizes men and infantilizes women, will learn nothing from this movie except that they have to become even more practiced at lying. They will have to get better at character assassination of people like me. They will have to go to war, not only with advocates for men, but even with people who have the audacity to listen to what we're saying. Eventually, they will find themselves in conflict with an entire world that has moved on to more rational, compassionate paradigms. Or perhaps they'll just end up in the gutter. Either way, I'm looking forward to how it plays out. At this point, I don't even see our battle as losable. Also, for your information, in the low bar, you will find a link to a petition now with more than 2,000 signatures demanding that Andrew O'Keefe be terminated from his job. Mind you, I know and you know that it is not going to happen. They're not going to fire him. He is, after all, a mouthpiece for the feminist establishment. But still, I think it's a good message to send to let them know that even at this point, there are thousands upon thousands of people who are tired of all the lies. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.